Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the phone with me for this segment, I have David Kotler. He is a financial planner, been a financial planner for over 28 years, and he has some tips to spring clean our finances. And he also shares why auditing your insurance is crucial. So thank you very much for joining me today, David. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephen. It's a pleasure to join you today.
Now, springtime is a perfect time to do some financial spring cleaning, so to speak. Where should our financial spring cleaning begin? Where should we start?
Well, I would say there's a number of things. Probably a very basic thing that people should do is check their credit scores. How your credit score is going to affect a lot of different things as to the interest that you get charged, whether it's a house or a car or credit cards or whatever it may be. It's just a very basic thing, but I think it's very important to, start with knowing where you stand in terms of your credit rating.
Now, you say that one of the most crucial and often missed financial items that needs to be spring cleaned is insurance. Why is it so important to spring clean your insurance accounts? What do you mean by that?
Well, let me start by asking you a question. Out of all the life insurance policies that have been sold, what percentage of policies do you think actually get paid off at maturity?
Oh, boy, I wouldn't know. Maybe 50%?
10%.
10%?
Shocking number, I know.
So what should you say we should do with our insurance policies?
Well, I think the biggest problem, one of the biggest problems, is there's a lack of knowledge that's being imparted to the policy owners, to the consumers, and that happens for a large variety of reasons. So, for example, insurance companies will send out a statement once a year, which is sort of like a snapshot. And you can't depend on that snapshot for really knowing how your policy is performing. Because it'd be as if you went to the doctor and the doctor said, well, let me take your pulse, and he's going to give you a full medical workup. There's just not enough information in that snapshot to allow policy owners to understand, is their policy going to last as long as they thought it was going to last? So that's the critical issue, Stephen, is to get a handle on how your policy is performing, and this should be done probably at least every couple of years.
Okay, you also say that billions of dollars are lost annually because of lapsed life insurance policies. How does this happen? How do people let this happen?
Well, I think that there's a number one, of all the policies that are out in the marketplace, 70% of those policies, the agent that sold that policy in the first place is not in the business anymore. There's a large turnover in the business. And as a result, again, we have a lot of consumers that just don't have the proper information being shared with them. And they probably don't know where to go and how to get it.
Okay, then what should we do when we're looking over our insurance policies? What do you suggest?
Well, one thing I would suggest is if you ask the insurance company, or if any of your listeners are interested in having me help them, they can check my website. It's lifeinsurancedr.com. It's lifeinsurancedr for doctor.com. And on that website, we actually have it's like a tool like Geico would have to give you a value of your competitive quotes. We actually have a value calculator, which could be completed in like 30 seconds and give people an understanding of what the value of their policy may be. So that's one thing they can do. They can talk to local people, but the important thing that they want to do is they want to get what we call a current illustration or an in-force ledger of their existing policies. And what they want to do is they want to request that information so that it comes at least in two different scenarios. One would be to ask the company, show me what's going to happen with this policy if I continue to pay the premiums that I've been paying. And the second request would be show me the solution premium for how much premium I need to pay on a level annual basis so this policy will last to my age 95 or 100, because people are living longer today. So you want to be conservative in your estimates. And one of the reasons why there's so many lapses is people don't realize there are so many moving pieces to a life insurance policy. You know, you've got a lot of, it's a very complex financial product. It's a great product. I believe in it totally. I own it. But it's something which is only good if it's going to be maintained. And by maintained, I mean checked and make sure that it's running properly.
As a financial planner, I'm sure you've seen the unfortunate effects of careless accounting. Aside from the obvious horror stories like bankruptcy or credit debt, what are some of the more hidden examples?
Oh, that's a great question, Stephen. Here's one that a lot of people get trapped in, and it's a horrific result. A lot of people are told that they can use their life insurance policies to build up cash and then borrow money as they may need it down the road. And there's a big caveat with that. There's a big make sure this doesn't happen kind of thing. Because you are taking a loan. Somebody borrows from... is borrowing from their own money, right? It's their own cash value. They're borrowing money, but what they may not realize or don't realize is if that loan doesn't get repaid while the policy is still alive, or that at least the policy is in force, it's in effect, when the person dies and the loan can get paid off that way, they're going to get, the government's going to get a letter from the insurance company saying that the policy owner has been forgiven a certain amount of debt, which would be the amount of the loan, which was unpaid, okay? That money is going to be treated as an ordinary income item for people that have a loan that wasn't repaid and their policy lapsed.
So that's going to go on their income taxes, making that much money, and they'll be taxed on that. Is that correct?
They're going to be taxed at the highest rate. It's going to be an ordinary income gain, and they're going to be taxed at ordinary income tax rates. And it's a very, very unpleasant surprise for a lot of people that can and should be avoided.
Now, you also say that 90% of life insurance policies never last to maturity. What does that actually mean?
Well, that means that for a variety of reasons, these policies are lapsing or they're being surrendered. You know, they're not being maintained until the person passes away.
And how do you know if you're paying for policies that you don't actually need?
Well, see, that's what asking for these illustrations will tell you. When you get the illustrations, you're going to find out, am I paying too much or am I not paying enough? You're going to get concrete information and something that, again, you're going to continuously check every couple of years. And this way, you're being proactive. You're staying on top of your policy, and your chances for having that policy last are far greater than if you don't check.
Okay, also aside from auditing the insurance company, tell us what are some of the other ways that people can spring clean their finances?
Well, I think that, you know, you have to, again, going back to the credit thing, is that you have to check, like, are you making your payments on time? Do you have a budget? Are you living within your means? Are you doing those kinds of things? As you go once a year and you go back and try to take a look at what's coming in and what's going out, and making sure that you're living, you know, in a healthy lifestyle. I think one other thing I would like to mention, you know, along with, you know, the tremendous amount of lapses with insurance policies and the waste, is that many, many people, the majority of people, don't realize that there is actually a market for life insurance policies that are not needed or that are not wanted or not can't be afforded as people get on in their older years. I'd say people probably 70 and older have this opportunity to probably gain 600 to 800% as much money for their policies if they look at settling their policies, as opposed to just surrendering them back to the insurance companies.
How can people spot financial problems before they happen? Is there a way to do that?
I think that you have to be familiar with probably the contracts, you know, that you're under. You know, you have to be looking for the pitfalls, try to be proactive, you know, reading the agreements that you're signing and understanding, you know, what's going on with those.
Will the insurance companies help you with that sort of thing?
Probably not. I mean, these are some of the most complex contracts you'll ever come in contact with. That's why I think the simplest way to track performance is to, again, keep going back and getting what we call current illustrations based on several different scenarios, because that's going to give you not that one page snapshot, but that's going to give you a 10 or 11 page illustration, and it's going to show you what can happen if you continue on the path that you're on, or what path you need to be on in order to have those policies last. You know, there's like $112 billion worth of policies that are lapsed annually. I mean, imagine if 25% of those policies could be converted to cash or cash equivalents, and how much that would help people that are looking to pay their increased medical bills, or how much benefit would that be for just the whole country, that the government would, you know, maybe wouldn't have to be as responsible with all the things that they pay for if some of this waste could be converted to cash.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. And are there any secrets that you may have for our listeners that they can benefit from?
Well, again, I really encourage them to check out our website. It's lifeinsurancedr.com. There's a free copy of several chapters of the book that I've written. There's this calculator, which I really encourage people to look at. It's a lot of fun. In 30 seconds, you get an understanding as to what your value is, if anything, on your policy. And there's a lot of other good information there about, you know, tracking for loans and checking all these things. It's just, for me, you know, my passion is to try to help solve problems and to empower people and to avoid waste. Probably you were brought up the same way. Would you always hear, don't waste your food, don't waste this, don't waste that, right? You know, and you see the tremendous amount of waste that's going on, and it screams for some solutions. And I think the biggest solution is getting more knowledge. You know, people can do it. They need to get the facts.
Okay, tell us where we can get a copy of your book.
Okay, the book is called The Best Kept Money Secret in Your Insurance Policy. That's the name of the book. They can find that on Amazon. They can find it on my website. And we welcome all inquiries. We want to help people avoid this waste. And we want to help them, you know, provide them with the cash that they can use to help their lives and their families and their charities.
As we wrap things up, if there's one point you could make about checking your insurance policies and doing some financial spring cleaning, what would that point be?
Live within your budget.
That's simple enough.
Yeah.
Okay, David Kotler, he's been a financial planner for over 28 years, and he has been talking about tips to spring clean our finances, and he also shares why auditing your insurance is so crucial. So thank you once again for joining me today, David. I appreciate it.
It was a pleasure. Nice to speak with you, Stephen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.